You're listening to SBS News.
A former Australian fire chief says a major new report on the threats of climate change makes for horrifying reading. Former ACT Emergency Services Commissioner Peter Dunn says climate change is forecast to fuel increasingly extreme bushfires and natural disasters.
This report is quite horrifying in terms of the bushfire projections for the future. So we are looking at more black summers. We are looking at the black summers occurring more often, and we are looking at these things occurring in very many areas.
Australia's black summer bushfires of late 2019 and early 2020 ripped through 24 million hectares and killed 33 people. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or the IPCC, earlier this week released its latest assessment of the global climate threat. Public health physician Dr. Kate Charlesworth says rising temperatures will have a particularly dire impact in Australia, even if drastic action is taken to keep emissions down.
So what this report shows us is that for Australia, the climate crisis is a health crisis. And it finds that under a low emissions scenario, Australians are facing a 200% increase in heat-related deaths, whereas under a high emissions scenario, a 400% increase in heat deaths.
Dr. Charlesworth says there will be a heavy human toll if governments fail to act.
What we do in the next decade will be measured in Australian lives lost or saved.
In an impassioned speech, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres launched the IPCC report on Monday night.
Today's IPCC report is an atlas of human suffering and a damning indictment of failed climate leadership. With fact upon fact, this report reveals how people on the planet are getting clobbered by climate change.
Leslie Hughes is a professor of biology at Macquarie University. She says the IPCC study is the most comprehensive report on climate change ever undertaken.
For the planet as a whole, the key messages are these. Climate change is right here, it's right now, and our Earth is heading towards catastrophic warming of over 2 degrees.
The IPCC report stresses the need to limit global warming to less than 1.5 degrees Celsius. Based on short-term goals agreed at the recent COP26 climate summit in Glasgow, global temperature increases will exceed 2.4 degrees before the end of the century. The next IPCC report is due in October this year. Steve Trask, SBS News.